Hello everybody, Big Rick here, all one word. I just want to open this audio boo and apologise for my fairly negative attitude a few audio boos ago. I had entitled the audio boo a whingy one or something like that. I was feeling off kilter for a few days, a week maybe. I wasn't my normal positive self, and a couple of things of late have sorted that out for me. The first thing was yesterday when I was going to run home from work, but this rucksack that I've got on now, I can't run in it. It's impossible. I've talked about that. If you don't know about it, go back to. Go back a few audio boos. I've mentioned it a few times about this floppy rucksack. Good, but floppy. So I walked home from work, a little bit of running, and I got home and I didn't feel ready to stop, so I dumped the rucksack, picked up the dog and took the Molster out for a walk, and I did a good bit of running on that. So when I finished, I felt so good, and it's that exercise thing for me. When I do some form of physical form of exercise, right? Apologies, I'm going to be taking a panoramic photograph here, so I'm concentrating. You know, whenever I do some form of exercise, it gets me. You know, when I'm having to work harder than normal, let's say, at the end of it, you know, you might feel tired, but I feel so good. You know, it's all about the releasing of the endorphins thing in your brain, and that works for me. So I came home and I felt I'd achieved something. So I felt good about that. And the second thing that made me feel better was the Google Plus Hangout that... Phil Sorrell, who is at Daylight Gambler on all good social networks. Oh, big B, off you go. Phil Sorrell hosted. He's created the Google Plus community, social hiking. If you're into hiking and you want to be social about it, have a look on Google Plus. Send him in an application to join the group, and Robert's your mother's brother. But we had a good hangout last night. I really, really, really enjoyed talking to everybody, Phil and Sean, and we had Peter from Australia, Peter McDonnell from Australia. And we had a good laugh and talked about hiking in Australia and Tasmania. Talked about kit. Excuse me. And it was really good. It was just a good feeling. I mean, it's... we do it every Tuesday night, generally between... Well, it's from 8, I suppose. But I like to kind of cut off at 10 to go to bed. Flies. But it was Phil. I know you're listening. Thanks very much for doing that, for creating that thing. You've doing a social hiking thing has given me kind of sense of purpose in life. Outside of my family. And that audio mode that I've just recorded about social networks leading to kind of social relationships, digital, virtual relationships, is something that I feel quite strongly about. You can meet some good people online. You just got to take the steps to do it. Anyway, so... I'm walking home from work, The weather's really nice, really high cloud. Not, I don't know what the humidity is. I look at my watch now. The pressure in millibars is 1001.0 on the barometer on my watch. 1001.0. It's now 6 o'clock exactly. The sun is behind me on the back of my head. It's really hot. I'm just walking through a little wood here. Well, walking through it, it is divided by this track. I'm broadcasting this live on this route live on shaveradventure.com. Oh, that's a funny smell. Just I'm on the home run really now. Anyway, I've just passed. Oh, here's another one. Just passed about 5 to 10 minutes ago. There's a row of cherry trees. There's a lot. There's about 50 cherry trees. And yesterday the cherries were not ready. Today they're ready. Can you hear all the grasshoppers? Can you hear that? The grasshoppers sound like, you know, if you ever hear an electric fence around a farmer's field, that buzzing, that's what the grasshoppers sound like. Yes, they are grasshoppers, and no, it's not an electric fence. It's really clear. The, you know, usually we've had some kind of haze the past kind of week. I suppose the rain has sorted all that out. Cloud cover across the sky now is probably about 50%. Sporadic high cloud. Alto stratus, alto cirrus. I'm walking towards Kiwi Hill. Well, facing towards Kiwi Hill, walking towards it. I'll kind of fork off to the right shortly. And all of that hill range, which is, how I think it's about a kilometre long. No, it's more than that. From, as I've mentioned this in the past, that whole range of hills behind our house is known as Beacon Hill. Can you hear these? Listen to them. Probably just got this noise of the wind there. Grasshoppers. But the whole range is known as Beacon Hill, but you've got the masts on the right-hand side as we look at them now. And then the Kiwi in the kind of middle of the range. In between there's a saddle. Or those two parts are a saddle. And like from the Kiwi across to the left as I'm looking at it now is flat and it eventually goes downhill. People generally come down the track, which is just about 600 metres to the left of the Kiwi. They come down the track and then double back on themselves to make a loop. That's what I usually do when if I'm walking a dog or if I'm running around there. It's about, I don't know how far it is, but from my house up Dog Poo Alley, up on top of the Kiwi, along to the track, down the track to the more or less the road, then you double back on yourself on the short grassed area, short grass, the grass is short, area back kind of to the woods next to my house through the woods. It takes about 40 minutes to run, so it's about a 4 mile round thing actually. So the top of Beacon Hill, so from the highest mast to where it starts going downhill past the Kiwi, it's probably a mile and a half. No, it's got to be longer than that. It would take more than, if you base it on 10.5 minute miles and a half, a mile and a half and 10.5 minutes. Yeah, it's more than a mile and a half. you couldn't run that in 10 half minutes. Well, you could if you were mega fit, but I'm not, so I couldn't run it in 10 and a half minutes anyway. Yeah. Oh, somebody doing hill reps up the Kiwi. There's, oh God almighty, he's going up a really steep part. There's a next to the Kiwi, I can't take a photograph of it because it's too far away for the camera on my phone. Oh, heli, waka waka, what's this? An Apache. Hear that? Apache helicopter. Kind of need a wee. Yeah, we get those helicopters all the time. There's a big exercise on at the minute on Salisbury Plain. As I found out, it's actually still ongoing. I thought it had finished at the weekend, but it's still going on. Still ongoing. So there were, when I was running around last night, I had Lynx helicopters. And there's an Apache in it just now. I can't get bored of seeing the sight of them, to be honest. And sometimes it can be a pain in the backside at night when you're trying to sleep. And you got the big guns from the artillery at Lark Hill as well when they're firing. Oh my God. You know, we must be 15 miles away from where they're firing. And, you know, it's so loud. You can, like, almost feel the force of the blast wave from the round firing or landing, whichever. Connecting. Not landing. Ah, so it's a really nice night. It's quite breezy, as you can probably hear. Really nice cloud. Hang on, I'm going to take a picture. Hello there. I don't think I can get a picture. Navigating the deep ruts. Sorry about that, it was a handful of cars going past making noise. Oh, little birds tweeting. It's a nice night. There's some more poo from an animal eating cherries. Oh yeah, I was going to talk about that. I wonder what the animals are. Maybe, are they foxes? Deer, they're going to be deer, aren't they? Yeah, they're going to be deer. Now, when I was walking home last night, I passed a lady walking two, you know, invariably her own two dogs, but she was walking two hound puppies. Puppies that were hounds. And I remarked on the fact that I can hear the hounds when I'm out walking or running or with the dog. I can hear them bloody loud. And she said, I says, are they at Lark Hill? Are they the Lark Hill hounds? No. They're here. And she pointed in the general direction of where I am now. And I never knew that. See, I see the guy, and actually that woman, walking the, what's a group of hounds called? Pack? I see them walking, there's about 30 or so hounds. I can't hear them now though. Well, I'm saying can't hear them. But when, I suppose it's only when they're getting ready to be walked or fed maybe. Yeah, so some more rambling, sorry. I wish I wore a proper t-shirt, long t-shirt with sleeves. I'm wearing a sleeveless t-shirt. It's a Nike dry fit top that I've had for flipping years. I've had it for like 3-4 years. Beginning of 2010 I got it actually. Oh, it's just really nice night. Not hot when you're in t-shirt and shorts like me. Nice walk home. Exercise sorts you out, clears you physically, but for me, and more importantly, clears you mentally. It's a purge. Oof. Mitsubishi L200 doing about 70 miles an hour. Okay, I think that's all I've got to talk about for now. I'm going to listen to some music now. Oh my life, big wagon. God, oh man, I've never seen so much traffic. Crikey. Right. Okay, everybody, I hope you've had a really good day today. Whatever you're doing now, hope you're enjoying it. Remember, do your best. And I'll speak to you anon. Take care, Big Rick. Out.